Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John Williams here. I'm reading from NewsNation.com. News Nation is reporting that that balloon, which China describes as a civilian airship, is the size of three buses. It's floating over the USA, and when they filed this report, they said it's not known where the balloon may be heading or how and if the administration plans to bring it down. Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy joins us now, who has an interesting position on a topic like this. He's a member of the Congressional Asian Pacific American Caucus and will be the top Democrat on the Select Committee on the Strategic Competition between the United States and the Chinese Communist Party. It's a panel that was created last month with broad bipartisan support. Congressman, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Raja. What else should I know about this that maybe you do?
Well, I think that we're all disturbed that this particular balloon flew into U.S. airspace. I think the two developments since this happened that perhaps your listeners already know about is, one, the Chinese Communist Party has already said that it is one of their quote-unquote civilian airships. They call it a meteorological or weather balloon that flew way off course. And then the other is the other development that just happened this morning is that Secretary of State Blinken is not going to visit Beijing. I think he's postponing his trip as we try to figure out what's what with this balloon.
Do you believe the Chinese that it's a weather balloon?
I don't know. I'm always a little bit skeptical, but on the other hand, I think that I do trust our military leaders and our intelligence community in terms of, you know, what they think should be done with that balloon. I think that it's fair to say that they are probably closely monitoring exactly what's happening on that balloon, and they've probably jammed signals so that it can't communicate with its home ship or mothership, wherever that might be.
Yeah. I don't know what box to put this in. Is it annoying? Is it dangerous? The reporting I saw again from News Nation last night said that this, say, balloon won't be able to gather any data that a satellite wouldn't, and everybody's got satellites looking at everybody. Is that a fair report, Congressman, that while it might be alarming to see a balloon floating over our airspace like that, it can't do any more damage than is already being done? What do you make of that?
I think that's part of it. I think that that is true, that, you know, satellites can see just as much and in some cases more because of their various sensor instruments what is on the ground. I think the one difference with a balloon is that it can loiter. It can, you know, persist over a certain location for a longer period of time, especially if it's able to be steered, you know, up or down or, in one direction or another. But the one thing about this balloon, which every high altitude balloon is subject to, is the jet stream. And at 66,000 feet above the earth, the jet stream can definitely blow things around in ways that, their owners may not be able to control. So yeah, those are kind of the pros and cons of having balloons. And we've used high altitude balloons for various purposes as well in our military and intelligence community in the past.
Do we do the same thing over China then?
Well, I don't want to get into that necessarily. But I think it's fair to say that we use, high altitude balloons in a number of missions. But our satellites, we have a superiority in terms of the number of satellites that we have that help us with such intelligence collection.
Yeah, well, I would hope so. What's wrong with this, though? Shoot the dang thing down. Or, I don't know, send a balloon up and crash it and have them both fall to Montana. It's Montana, for crying out loud. It's not going to hit anybody. And then if it's just a bunch of weather data, we'll happily return it. But I don't trust the Chinese as far as I can spit. And if there's something pernicious or sinister, or if they're lying, at least I'd like to know that. I don't know why we don't knock the thing down.
Well, I think this is what the military has advised against right now. I think that part of the reason is because of the risk that they see from a large debris field. But part of it is also, you know, without going into this specific episode with this balloon, a lot of times in other cases, our intelligence community wants to preserve the foreign reconnaissance balloons or other instruments so that they can learn more about them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is another reason why they wouldn't want to necessarily destroy it. And so we might be collecting as much intelligence on their intelligence gathering capabilities right now because of this particular situation.
Raja, do we know where the balloon is now? And do we know if it's going to continue? Is it going to come over Illinois? It seems to be heading in this direction. This direction, what's its status?
It appears to be still over Montana at last report, but I think, as I said before, at that altitude, you know, the jet stream can take these things off course, and so we don't know exactly where it will be, you know, necessarily tomorrow. However, our military is constantly monitoring it at this point.
Okay. Anything else congressionally or that you're involved in right now we should know about, Raja?
Well, you know, I just got named as ranking member of this a select committee on the Chinese Communist Party. I think that the CCP does pose a number of threats, and it's not just military, but it's also technological as well as from an economic perspective. And I'm glad that we're coming together in a bipartisan fashion to examine them, uncover the facts, and then take steps to counter the mm-hmm. threats. I think this is extremely important for our long-term economic as well as national security posture.
Raja, one last thing. By my clock, I've got 30 seconds left with you. Take as much time as you like. But speaking of committee assignments, do you have anything to say about some Democrats who have been kicked off important congressional committees?
Well, you know, I think that I personally believe that, you know, certain individuals who remain on committees right now, such as Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's on the Oversight Committee with me, and Paul Gosar, who's the same, who've advocated for political violence in the past, should not be on committees if others are being removed. And I think that's a bright line. I think that advocating for political violence goes far beyond anything that, you know, for instance, Adam Schiff has done or anyone else. And I think that it's a real unfortunate situation because I think it encourages more of that type of rhetoric. In fact, Marjorie Taylor Greene was at a hearing with me just 2 days ago, and you know, every other question, every other statement she makes is belligerent and rather hostile. And, you know, I think it's flat out wrong,
sometimes just stunningly inaccurate. But it has been suggested that Ilhan Omar's comments have also been belligerent and threatening. And that's why she was kicked off of her committee.
So just to level set what Marjorie Taylor Greene said, Green, in a video posted to her Facebook, said that, you know, basically Nancy Pelosi was guilty of treason punishable by death, and she liked a comment that called for execution to Pelosi as well as FBI officials. And I think that Ilhan Omar hasn't said anything even close. Gosar, for his part, posted an anime of himself slitting the throat of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and then attacking President Biden with swords. And again, nothing close to that has been done by anyone else, to my knowledge, certainly among the people that have been removed from our side.
I know that some of them say, hey, where's your sense of humor? We didn't mean it literally, but I think they ought to be above that. And I think you feel the same way. More of your time than we originally bargained for. Congressman, thank you for visiting with us today.
Thank you so much, and be well.